W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. It is the third incident in 3 days as American fighter jets have shot down another aerial object, this time over Lake Huron. CBS's David Martin says soon we will learn exactly what these objects are.
The Canadian Prime Minister says he has a ground search team at the wreckage that went down over Canada. They are not yet at the wreckage that went down just off northern Alaska because they're dealing with something like minus 45 degree temperatures. But sooner or later, we'll get that wreckage and we'll know.
That's the latest object shot down over Michigan lingered over Montana, home of Senator John Tester.
What's gone on the last 2 weeks or so, 10 days, has been nothing short of craziness.
Tester on CBS. Super Bowl 57 just around the corner.
This Philadelphia fan, 100% confident.
Eagles by 7.
Any doubts at all? Any?
Not at all.
Zero.
Zero doubts.
100%.
100%. No doubts.
The Eagles are slight favorites. The Kansas City fans, though, have a much different opinion who's going to win.
Today it's 100%, baby. We're taking them Eagles down 30-24. Eagles going to have a last-minute drive, but they're going to fail because the Chiefs' defense is going to come through.
And this game will make history. It will be the first time two black quarterbacks have started a Super Bowl. If you don't like football, stay tuned for halftime. Rihanna will perform.
That's CBS's Steve Futterman. Tens of thousands are dead in Syria and Turkey after back-to-back earthquakes. CBS's MTS Taieb reports that the scale of devastation defies comprehension, especially in Syria.
Just two convoys have made it into the northwestern Idlib province, the last remaining rebel-held territory in a nation already torn apart by more than a decade of civil war. This week, the U.S. Treasury announced it would ease sanctions on the Syrian government for 180 days as part of efforts to speed up humanitarian assistance. But President Bashar al-Assad insists on handling all the aid shipments himself, including to rebel-held territories. A major concern for most international donors. For now, most of what's crossing the border into Syria from Turkey are the remains of Syrian refugees killed in the earthquake.
Governors from across the nation are finding common ground in their fight against the fentanyl crisis. On CBS's Face the Nation, New Mexico Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham spoke about it.
That is probably going to be the nexus of real bipartisan work. In New Mexico, we have a significant issue with substance abuse and overdose deaths. And I wish I could tell you that fentanyl is not a problem. It is.
More than 107,000 people have died from drug overdoses in 2021. CBS News.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 23. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 44. Tomorrow, clear skies. Clear skies and quiet again. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 30. Temps well above average Tuesday and Wednesday with highs from the low 40s to the mid 40s. Showers both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 38.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Music.
money in the hand. Your sweet loving is better than a kiss. When you leave me, sweet kisses I miss.
Sylvia.
Yes, Mickey.
How do you call your lover boy?
Come here, lover boy.
And if he doesn't answer?
Oh, lover boy.
And if he still doesn't answer?
I simply say,
That was Depeche Mode with Strange Love from their record Music for the Masses. And hour two of Seth Faces the Music was opened by Love is Strange, the classic by Mickey and Sylvia. Two fun facts about that record. The writing was credited to Ethel Smith, who at the time was the wife of Bo Diddley, who actually wrote the tune. And Sylvia Robinson later went on to form Sugar Hill Records, the first major hip-hop label in the United States. Next, let's turn to the omniferous musician Tim Buckley, who tragically had a very short career. He packed a lot into those 28 years of his, and here's a great example of his musical eclecticism. Plus, it's got a weird title. Here is Strange Street Affair Under Blue.
Just for you, with your open hands, waiting for the touch of man, clutching with your blackened gloves, you try to thank you.
seen that man before? Who steals each blade of grass and replaces it with wires and batteries? In the corner of your eye, do you see that scribbled word? Do you hear the wind whispering? Now, now is strange. I like to hear, why did you change? No. Flathead screwdriver, I could remove my apartment buzzer, and I know underneath that five would be a six. Underneath the six would be something unbelievable, something I cannot imagine.
Is strange. Boy, you can say that again. It was They Might Be Giants with their best Axl Rose impression there. And before that, we had Tori Amos from her 2001 record Strange Little Girls. That was Strange Little Girl, a cover from an old Stranglers tune. Coming up on Seth Faces the Music, we have an alternative rock band that wasn't around for very long, but they did record one doozy of a single, still remembered fondly today of people of a certain age. So stay tuned, everyone, here on WFHR.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Just
lives in West Moonville, but Ernie lives with his dad. Ernie's dad is dead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And buried.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ernie's job is cutting grass at the cemetery, but the vicar won't let him wear his leather jacket. And Ernie's bird gets very tired of sitting in the grass bin all the way to Brighton. Ernie's unhappy in life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So was his dad. Now Ernie and the vicar got on very well until the day Ernie mowed up his Brussels tops. They weren't valuable. In fact, it seems to me that Brussels bottoms would have been more meat in them. He got the sack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He bought himself a Mac.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ernie's heard of a great place to wear his Mac. Grimsby Fish Market. So he's moving. Ernie can move. He learnt it from his dad. The vicar misses Ernie. Ernie misses the vicar. You might say they both miss each other. It was a strange affair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Embrace the weirdness. That is Strange Affair. That was a song by the psychedelic group John's Children. Before that, this set was started with School of Fish and Three Strange Days, a classic. Time for us to head on down to Georgia, Athens to be specific. Check out a band from there, from their classic album Document. Here's REM with Strange.
Bright. There's something going on that's not quite right.
free home of the strange. From shattered sea to mountains gray. Tamed. Do what you want to. Do what you please. You are the queen of the ocean, Her Majesty. Land of the free, home of the strange. From shining sea to mountains gray.
Young the Giant with Home of the Strange from the record of the same name. And before that, some Blue-Eyed Soul with Mayor Hawthorne and A Strange Arrangement. Coming up on the final section of Seth Faces the Music, we're going to start it off with one of the great music entrepreneurs of all time. She was one of the first that went by just one name, and she's had quite a career. Find out who it is when we return on WFHR.
Pride.
Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Most reminded of Jean of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Most reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes, I even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's Youth Advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
The Magnetic Fields there with Strange Powers. And before that, we had the Material Girl herself, Madonna, with Beautiful Stranger from the soundtrack of Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me. Remember that? I don't want to either. Next, we're going to turn to a singer-songwriter who is so eclectic that he includes just about everything in his music. It's a fun adventure anytime you listen to it. Here's Beck Hansen with Strange Apparition.
The riches designed, have designed more unusual things as yet. How often we are confused, how honestly we try.
That was Stranger to Ourselves from Modest Mouse. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is going to bring us to an end of the show for today. Thanks so much, everyone, for listening. Check us out next week again. Different theme, more tunes, lots and lots of fun. We're going to go out with The Doors, bookend of the show here with Strange Times. We'll see you next time.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight,